Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, vámonos.
The Cisco Kid.
Do you ever leave the house with just half a breakfast? Then you could run the risk of being just half as efficient all day. Because doctors agree, you, mom, the kids, everybody needs a good breakfast. For a good breakfast means a good morning. And everybody says a good breakfast ought to include several golden toasted slices of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, good butternut bread supplies that flavor essential to a good breakfast. Supplies that nutrition, essential to face a long day of work at the office, the factory, at school, or around the house. And who can think of an easier way to take in that nutrition than the rich golden goodness of golden brown slices of butternut toast? Remember, never leave the house with just half a breakfast. Have a good breakfast for a good morning, a good day all day, every day. Have plenty of toasted butternut bread.
And now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Charlie Page's Crusade. Most of the people who came to the frontier of our country in the 1870s did so to build homes and attain a measure of security. Trailing them came the vultures of society, men who sought to enrich themselves by preying on their fellow man. Smooth-talking, syrupy-voiced Darby Barrow was such a person. Looking at his flabby porcine hulk, one would never suspect the evil and misery he had succeeded in bringing to the town of Sanger, California. As our story opens, he fills a chair at the largest table of the Longhorn Cafe, a lavish meal spread before him. A muscled gunfighter figure of Sheriff Turk Lassiter seated opposite him.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, a little less noise, please.
Let me handle these Ranahans, Darby. Shut up, you nutheads! That's better. Hunker down and do your gabbing on a low note. Mr. Barrow's eating.
Thank you, Turk. I appreciate your thoughtfulness. The boisterous shouting and the cacophony of the piano can be extremely disturbing to proper digestion.
What about this editorial in the newspaper? Hmm? Don't it disturb your digestion, none, Darby?
Why should it, Turk? Charlie Page is a man of deep perception. His writing rings with the earnest note of fearless journalism. Excuse me. Professor, would you please favor us with something soft, soothing, appropriate to these pleasant surroundings? Excellent, excellent. Thank you. Now, isn't that restful, Turk?
When I put Charlie Page to rest permanently, it'll be restful. Listen to this.
Go ahead, Turk.
The only recourse left to the citizens of Sanger is a request of the army to assume control over our town and oust the greasy thumb of Darby Barrow, together with our badge-carrying outlaw sheriff, Turk Lassiter. I've had enough of him, Darby.
Please, Turk, my food, be careful. Quite a flair with words Charlie Page has. Greasy thumb. He's right.
I ain't laughing, Darby. If the army comes in here, we're through.
Yes, I believe you're right.
Well, you're still holding out for your policy of contain whatever it is?
Containment. I advocate a policy of no violence against Charlie Page because he continually preaches no violence in the columns of his newspaper. However, the situation needs review.
Yeah.
Since Charlie Page seeks to employ the force of others, the army in this case, I feel we are justified in the use of force ourselves.
That's all I need to know. When me and my deputies are finished with that newspaper office across the street, Charlie Page will be finished printing the paper.
This is excellent chicken. Too bad you don't possess an appetite befitting your talents for violence, Turk. If Charlie Page enjoyed food more, he might not need to crusade so much. Think of all the trouble it could save him.
I got work. I'll see you. Yancey, Moore, Travis, you others follow me. We got a little cleaning business. That newspaper office across the street, it's been printing dirt. We're going to clean it up, savvy?
Yeah, we're going to clean it up.
I'll mop up on Charlie Page.
Be right with you. What can I do? Hey, what are you doing here?
You'll find out. Come on, boys. Bring it up. Everything.
Pancho be glad to get to Sanger, Cisco.
Why are you so anxious to get to the town of Sanger, Pancho?
Because of the Longhorn.
Because of the Longhorn?
Si, the Longhorn Cafe. Oh, Pancho, here got the best foods in all of California.
Well, that is reason enough for you, Pancho, I'm sure. I have heard there is much trouble brewing in Sanger.
Oh, trouble, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Cisco, why we not ride to San Jose?
San Jose?
Si, si. Or maybe we ride to San Bernardino.
San Bernardino?
Si, si, si. Or maybe we could ride all the way to San Francisco.
Well, just a moment ago, you were anxious to get to Sanger. Why the sudden change?
Oh, there are other towns with good cafes. We don't need to go to Sanger.
Anything to avoid trouble, eh, Chico? Well, this time, you are going to have that meal at the Longhorn Cafe in Sanger.
This way, Pancho. Andale. Come on.
Go.
Shot came from just the other side of this hill.
Who that somebody would shoot at us? We don't know nobody here.
We'll soon find out.
Oh, look, Cisco, that niño on a horse.
Santos, only a boy. Hey, niño, put up that horse.
Oh, he not listen to you, Cisco.
Yeah, then I'll have to ride him down. Diablo, come on.
Go now, loco, go.
Stay away from here or I'll shoot you.
You will not get the chance, you young maverick. Not while I grab that gun.
Pancho got the reins of this niño's horse, Cisco. Caballo. Why you try to shoot at us, young hombre? What do we do to you?
What you gonna do?
Only ask you a few questions. Now, do not be so frightened, young senor.
You mean you're not gonna beat me?
What kind of hombres would hit a little niño like you? Cisco and Pancho not never do nothing like that.
Then I reckon you don't work for Turk Lassiter.
Who is Turk Lassiter?
He's the sheriff here in Sanger. He and his deputies wrecked Dad's office and beat him up. Bad. And I was on my way to pay him back for what they did.
Well, then you not really mean to shoot that bullet at us?
No, I'm sorry it happened. I was only practicing a fast draw and my finger slipped.
You might have shot yourself. Pancho and I are heading to town. Why not ride with us?
Thanks. I'd like to, mister.
Oh, he the Cisco kid and I, Pancho. What you call it, young senor?
Ollie Page.
Well, come along, senor Ollie. Up the other, come.
Go.
Yeah.
How does it happen your padre lets you fight his battles for him, young senor?
Dad doesn't know I'm doing this, Mr. Cisco.
He not know you got it gone, huh?
No, Mr. Pancho, he doesn't.
Oh, Mr. Pancho. you're not really going to shoot that maverick sheriff what beat up on your padre, young senor Ali, huh?
Well, why not, after what he did to my dad?
I know you do not intend to kill anyone, but in a moment of anger, it is easy to lose self-control, and before you realize it, a dead hombre lies before you.
Maybe I only wanted to scare him.
Why did people of Sanger not get rid of that crooked sheriff?
Because he and Darby Barrow control things here. That's what Dad says.
Tell me, young Senor Ali, where would we be likely to find the sheriff right now?
The Longhorn Cafe. There it is. And right across the street is Dad's office.
Oh, what are we going to do, Cisco?
We are going into the Longhorn Cafe with Senor Ali, Pancho. I think he should have a chance to express his opinion to this Sheriff Turk Lassiter.
Oh, I reckon you better not. I reckon my going there in the first place wasn't such a good idea.
Oh, you're not afraid, young senor?
No, I'm not afraid. It's just that I don't want you two getting hurt sticking up for me.
Do not worry about us. Pancho and I can take care of ourselves. Leave your gun here in my saddlebag, Senor Ali.
Do you really think I ought to go in there?
Oh, si, Pancho, think you should. This be a chance for that hombre to learn that not everybody in this town is afraid of him.
Gee, Dad told me not to go in there. He'll be real mad at me.
I do not think so, young senor. Here, let me open the door.
Oh, lots of tough-looking hombres in a cafe, no, Cisco?
Courage is not measured by looks, Chico. You know that by this time.
Gee, you talk like Dad. Those are the things Dad's always saying.
That big hombre with the badge, that must be Sheriff Lassiter, right, Ali?
Yeah, that's him.
Pancho, stand back there by the wall. Cover me if it becomes necessary.
Oh, not you worry, Cisco. Pancho, do's here.
Ali, what are you doing in here?
I know what you told me, Dad.
Do not blame your son, Senor Page.
Oh, madre mia, that hombre's face is all black and blue.
Appears to me you didn't get the idea when me and my boys visited you, Charlie Page.
My business here is not with you, Lassiter. The reason I'm here is my boy.
I'm making it my business.
Who stuck that foot up?
I did.
Who are you, your long-nosed jayhawker?
Why, he did.
Just an hombre who does not like your big mouth or your bad manners, Sheriff.
Your wall-eyed rawhide. I'll show you some bad manners
that you won't forget. Santa Lucia, he knocked Cisco down. Cisco, get up.
Get up. I ain't done with it yet.
You can be sure you are not. Just as you can be sure that you're going to learn some good manners.
The table, my food, look out!
Up on your feet, Sheriff, pronto.
Cisco, only beginning. Cisco, show that sheriff a thing or three.
Cisco? The Cisco kid?
Do not let my name stop you, Sheriff Lassiter. Will I have to drag you to your feet?
Charlie Page brought in a gunslinger.
You know better than that, Turk Lassiter.
That's what he's done, boys. Brought in a renegade gunslinger like the Cisco kid to Sanger. That hombre is dangerous. He's wanted dead or alive. I want him dead, him and Charlie Page. Get him! Get him down now!
And in the face of such great odds, how can Cisco and Charlie Page escape death? In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Two more for dinner, and it's already 5:30. Has that ever happened to you? Does it do things to those best laid plans? Well, it doesn't have to, not when you let good butternut bread solve the problem. You can use butternut to stretch the supply of whatever you were already planning to serve. Or let butternut be the basis of an entirely different, quickly prepared dinner, like a cream dish, or Welch rarebit, or toasted company-style sandwiches. All of them made with butternut toast, and all of them extra good, because they're made with butternut. You see, butternut has a flavor all its own that actually adds to the flavor of other foods, has a freshness and a goodness that comes to the rescue of many a hurry-up dinner. So always be ready for the unexpected. Always keep a loaf of butternut bread fresh and handy. When you buy bread, remember...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread. Let the blue and white check gingham wrapper with a picture of quality be your buying guide.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Charlie Page's Crusade. Darby Barrow and Crooked Sheriff Turk Lassiter have seized control of the town of Sanger. Their cruel and ruthless methods are flayed editorially by newspaper publisher Charlie Page. In retaliation, Turk and his men wrecked the newspaper office and beat up Charlie. Cisco and Pancho intercept Charlie's son, Ollie, who is on his way to get revenge on Turk. Cisco goes to the Longhorn Cafe, prods Turk into a fistfight, and returns the beating the sheriff gave Charlie. When Cisco's identity is learned, Turk urges his men to gun down Charlie and Cisco. A blast of gunfire rings out. Now.
Stop it, men. Hold it. Hold it. No more guns. Someone is liable to get hurt.
Did you see that, Dan? Did you see it? The Cisco kid drew his guns and fired those shots before some of them could even get their guns from their holsters.
Oh, Cisco able to do that any time, young Senor Ali. Oh, Cisco draw faster than anybody in the whole world.
Come on, Ali. Let's go home.
Go ahead, Senor Page. Any objections?
All right, simmer down, boys. No objections, Cisco. Go ahead, Charlie. Take your boy home.
Come on, Ali.
All right, Dad. I'm coming.
Oh, we in trouble, Cisco. We have to shoot our way out of here.
Holster your gun, Cisco. I'd like the pleasure of your company and conversation for a few moments, if you please. Go on about your business, boys. Everything is going to be all right.
It ain't all right with me.
Oh, you'll join us, won't you, Turk? Too bad your little altercation upset that table. My afternoon snack was on it.
Oh, you eat all of that just for a snack, Senor?
Quite. Be seated, gentlemen, please. From the look of you, sir, you too enjoy the delight of a good meal.
Oh, if you mean that Pancho like to eat, you're right. Pancho like nothing better.
A man after my own heart. Welcome to our convivial group. As soon as the waiter removes that mess, we'll order a repast to satisfy the inner man, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, just rather order something to eat, Senor.
Oh, something to eat.
Something to eat.
Oh, you've brought the tears to my eyes. See, I need someone like you around me.
Oh, that a long way around, Senor. You even fatter than Pancho.
Oh, don't sit there so grimly, you two. After all, Cisco, and you also, Turkey. Misunderstandings sometimes happen.
I am willing to let it go at that, Senor,
Barrow. Darby Barrow. Oh, come on now. Relax, Turk.
I'm relaxed.
You know, Cisco, a man of your talents will prove to be a valuable addition to this community. I need such a man in my business organization.
If you think for a minute, Darby, that I'll sit back and let...
That is just what I think, Sheriff Lassiter. I'm sure you'd like to cooperate, wouldn't you?
All right.
Splendid. Now, what about it, Cisco? May the names of the Cisco Kid and his corpulent friend Pancho be added to Darby Barrow's generous payroll?
Pancho and I will think it over, Senor Barrow. Come on, Pancho. We still have to tend to the horses. Hasta luego, senor.
Hasta luego, senor Barrow. Wait for Pancho, Cisco.
Don't crowd me too far, Darby. I don't take to being shoved.
You're an idiot, Turk. You almost ruined my solution to our difficulties.
What do you mean?
Do I have to print it out for you? There is little doubt in my mind that Cisco's on his way to check with Charlie Page. Follow him. Use your head and your gun. Arrest Cisco for murder. This is the right time for Charlie Page to die.
I hope that does it. Here goes.
Do you think the printing press will work, Dad?
We'll soon know, Ollie.
It doesn't sound too good, does it, Dad?
No, Ollie, but I'll be able to get out tomorrow's edition with it.
I'm glad you...
Ben Franklin's kite. I plumb forgot about the time. Ollie, it's almost midnight.
What's that, Dad?
Someone out back.
Senor Page, he's the Cisco Kid.
Cisco? Oh, he's our friend, Dad.
Ollie! Andale, Pancho.
Si, Cisco.
Gracias, Senor Page, for letting us in. Pancho and I did not come sooner because we were followed.
Well, you can thank Ollie for opening the door. I wouldn't have done it.
Oh, gracias, young Senor Ollie. Oh, why you not would open the door for us, Senor Editor?
Nothing personal, just your methods, guns and violence.
Oh, but Cisco do it to take your part against the bandido sheriff.
I told you, Pancho, how Dad feels about gunfighting.
Under the circumstances, Senor Page...
Ollie, go to bed.
Ah, Dad.
It's way past time, son. Go ahead.
Gee whiz, I'm old enough...
Ollie!
Never saw it to fail. Whenever anything happens, I have to go to bed.
Hasta mañana, niño. Have a good sleep. You live upstairs over the office, Senor Page?
Yes, that's right, Pancho. I have ever since Ollie's mother was killed. She was the innocent victim of a street gunfight.
I'm sorry to hear that, senor.
Oh, Pancho, sorry, too.
I hope it helps you understand why I don't want your kind of help. All along, I've tried to teach Ollie nothing but evil comes from guns.
Well, that depends on the hombre behind the gun.
I'm aware it does. And for Ollie to see you win out over Lassiter and his men disproves everything I've taught him.
Oh, but, senor, Cisco, he do the right thing.
But what good can come to Ollie and other boys like him when they grow up wanting to do the same kind of right thing and are killed for it?
I think I understand what you mean, Senor Page.
My friends call me Charlie, Cisco. Ollie talked of nothing else except you all day.
Madre mia!
Senor Charlie!
That's only a flesh wound in the leg. It's not bad, Cisco.
What's this door down, boy?
Oh, that bandido sheriff, Cisco. We not give him the sleep.
Leave before he gets in here.
That coyote's been following us all day. We waited until now to come here to throw him off the trail. We will not leave you and Ollie.
We caught the killer red-handed, boys.
Get your hands up, Cisco. Keep them wide.
The bullet you meant for me wounded Senor Page, Lassiter. Get a doctor pronto.
What for? He's gonna die. And so are you for shooting him.
Oh, you not get away with that, you sidewinder.
Oh, fret none. You're slated to join him in Boot Hill.
Drop those guns or I'll shoot.
What? What?
A moment is all I need. Twist the gun from your hand. Now, coyote.
Let go, you break of my arm. Bueno, Cisco. You turn the tables and the chairs on him.
Are you all ready to drop their guns, Lassiter?
My arm. They're hurting me. Drop your guns, boys. That's an order.
Oh, Pancho, get him.
Dad.
I'm not hurt badly, Ollie.
Really ought to shoot that sheriff for what he did to you.
Put down the gun, Ollie.
There's no bullets in it, Dad.
What?
Oh, you bandidos not make a move. There are plenty of bullets in Pancho's gun.
Why is Darby Barrow so eager to get rid of Senor Page, Lassiter?
I don't know.
He won't tell you anything, Cisco. He's figuring on Darby Barrow to get him clear of this mess. The rotten part is that Barrow can do it in this town.
Well, you mean those bandidos got us beat?
Not if your press can print a newspaper, Senor Charlie.
It runs. Not well, but it runs.
Bueno. The story you are going to print on the front page of your paper will trap Darby Barrow. He will send himself to jail.
There. That's just about the last of them, Molly.
Wait till Darby Barrow reads what's printed in this paper, Dad. Cisco sure had a good idea.
Well, I'm surprised, Charlie.
What?
I'm surprised you've already fixed your press. Strangely enough, Sheriff Lassiter is missing, and you seem to have a special edition of your paper.
Let me go, you!
Not so fast. Let me see that paper.
Get your hands off that boy.
Just stay where you are, Charlie, or the boy will get hurt.
Dad, he's got a gun.
If you harm that boy Barrow,
very interesting, this front page story. So Sheriff Lassiter has accused me, has he? And the Cisco Kid holds him as a prisoner. Where, Charlie? Where is Turk Lassiter?
Lassiter and his deputies are being well guarded by mi compañero Pancho, Barrow.
I'm still holding high card, Cisco, the boy. I'm risking everything on my opinion that you'll do what I want rather than see the boy hurt.
What do you want?
I'm not afraid, Cisco.
Out of the way, Ollie.
Here.
You rotten, bloated skunk. Threaten my boy, will you?
Cisco, help Dad. Darby Barrow still has a gun.
Your padre is doing all right, young Señor Ollie.
Don't worry, Ollie. A smudge of gunpowder is no more than a smudge of printer's ink.
Attaboy, Dad. Knock his head off.
Don't get the idea, Ollie, that just because I'm doing this, that I approve of fighting, or that I'm not a peaceful man.
Bueno, Señor Charlie.
You did it, Dad. You knocked him out.
For a peaceful hombre, you pack a powerful punch, Señor Charlie. The town of Sanger will be glad to know these bandidos will be put behind bars, and that there will be peace due to Charlie Page's crusade.
Cisco.
Sí, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco, those coyotes, Senor Barrow and Senor Lassiter, and all of those hombres would work for them. They get what they deserve, no?
They'll be very old hombres by the time they get out of jail.
Oh, sí, sí, very old. And you know, Cisco, Pancho thinks that Senor Charlie, he's not got to worry about his little niño, Ollie. Oh, he not grow up to be a gunslinger.
Of course not. He will grow up to be just the opposite.
He grow the opposite?
See, the opposite of a gunslinger is an honest, peaceful hombre.
Oh?
Are you sure you understand what I mean, Chico?
Pancho thinks so.
Well, I will give you another example. Tell me, what is the opposite of misery?
Misery?
See.
Pancho think... Oh, see, the opposite of misery is happiness.
Bueno! Now, what is the opposite of sorrow?
Sorrow?
Si.
That got to be joy.
Very good, very good. And can you tell me what is the opposite of woe?
Woe? Pancho, not know that, Cisco.
Oh, think, Pancho. Misery, sorrow, woe. Now, what is the opposite of woe?
Oh, Pancho, no. Get up.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Andiamo.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Good meals just grow naturally from good butternut bread. Yes, naturally and economically, too. A loaf of this soft, tender bread suggests an almost unlimited number of dishes and meals to serve. And a fine way, too, to stretch your budget. Butternut croutons for soup or salad. Butternut crumbs to make a meatloaf go further and serve more people. Even unexpected company that drops in around 5 or 5:30 and somehow or other stays for dinner. Or even just plain slices of this soft, tender bread served fresh from the wrapper to add flavor and nutrition. Yes, good meals grow naturally from...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Try it yourself and see. Next time you're shopping, stop and shop for the only loaf of bread you'll see in that blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. That's butternut bread. Good butternut bread. You're sure to enjoy it. And to enjoy your meals more because of it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Mel Blanc.